Jess in with you this morning. Now, ProAgni is a business that was established a couple of years ago to provide antibiotic-free animal feed products for farmers across the country. Now, Grant broadcasters have jumped behind the business, investing in them because they can see what a difference they're making and their aim is fantastic. And joining me this morning on the show to talk about his business, it is, of course, the CEO of ProAgni, Lachlan Campbell. Lachlan, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, Jess, I'm well. Thank you. Very well.
Now, I guess, Lachlan, to start with, what prompted you to start ProAgni?
The genesis of ProAgni is twofold. The first is that we discovered some strands of science at the University of Queensland, and that strand of science, if commercialised, allowed us to do three really important things. Reduce methane emissions from ruminants, from sheep and cattle. Lower resource use to put on 1 kilo of red meat. So not needing the amount of grass and the amount of water that we're currently using just to produce the meat we are currently producing. And the third thing is to actually create the opportunity to take antibiotics as growth promoters out of the feeding system.
Mm. For anyone who may be unsure or unclear on what exactly that means, explain to us why we want things to be antibiotic free.
That answers in two component parts, Jess. First is the social license, and that is farmers' ability to produce clean, abundant food that doesn't blow the economics of farming out of the water. Society expects our food to have a lower environmental and sustainable footprint. The problem we've got with antibiotics is that about between 70 and 80% of all antibiotics manufactured in the world go into animal husbandry, and a large majority of that going to feedlots. So we are unwillingly and unwittingly maybe contributing to antimicrobial resistance around the world, and that's expected to stop.
Yeah. What would the impact of that be if we continued on the track we're going?
The risk is that we may have a world where antibiotics don't work for humans.
Yeah.
And as farmers, we don't want to contribute to that risk.
No. And certainly if there's a way around it, I imagine everyone would be wanting to jump on board with that.
Yeah, yeah. And look, that's one of the reasons this business is going as well as it is. Mm. And we've been able to remove those antibiotics out of those feed supplements, replace them with a patented technology that allows us to get the same performance in feedlots that we did prior to taking them out. So it's really unique, it's very special,
yeah.
And it makes farmers just as profitable.
Yeah, exactly. And you just mentioned ProAgni and what you do has been so successful, even though you've only launched 2 years ago. How do you measure that success? How has it all been going?
Look, at two levels. We started as a small business and our first sale started out of Dubbo. And that's about 18 months ago.
Yep.
Now we've got a national footprint with manufacturing and licensing around Australia and distribution. And that is something to be very proud of. What makes us even more proud is that we've fed over 1 million animals and taken out over 1,000 kilos of antibiotics that would have otherwise been fed in their daily diet.
Mm. And tell us about this international competition your company's been a part of. It's called Rabo Food Bites Virtual Pitch Competition. Out of a field of 340 businesses, you're down to the top 15.
Yeah, yeah. Look, it's been an incredible journey. We're probably one of the five Aussie businesses that started this journey together, and we put our hand up as 340 of the contestants do. We're down to the last five in our category.
Yeah.
And we have the final round of that competition next week in New York.
That's fantastic. Well, I feel, out of 340 businesses worldwide, that's got to give you a big, like, confidence boost to know that your business is a good thing and it is making a difference.
Thank you.
That's fantastic. And the other great thing I love about your business is you mentioned to me before we jumped on air this morning that you are a farmer, so you know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, you know, I'm still in business with my brother, and my brother is one of our first customers, and I can tell you if the product didn't work, I'd be the first to know. So I still live on the family farm, still live in my family in the community. It's a big deal that we're still regionally based.
It's great to catch up with someone like you, Lachlan, and talk about this business, and I'm sure we'll be catching up with you sometime down the track.
Thank you, Jess. Lovely talking to you.